Welcome to the Tech Inclusion Podcast. I'm your host, Juliet Roy. At Tech Inclusion, we bring you the voices from changemakers, leaders, and innovators who drive diversity and inclusion innovation in the tech ecosystem and beyond. Today, my guest is Julie Trell, Bay Area leader for CEO Radical Generosity. Only 4% of female-owned companies are backed by VCs. Julie talks to us about CEO Radical Generosity approach and alternative fund. She shares the experience of the ambitious venture CEO has undertaken with the goal to fund 10,000 female-led ventures by 1 million women with 1 billion in funding by 2020. So please join the movement.
My name is Julie Trell. I am the Bay Area lead for Radical Generosity, which is a new fund that supports, celebrates, and funds women-led ventures. It's a new economic model that we are creating. So instead of trying to level the playing field, we are creating a new playing field because only 4% of VC capital is getting to women-led ventures. So the way that we're doing this is we're inviting 1,000 women to contribute $1,000, which creates $1 million fund. These women are called activators. The activators then will select 10 women-led ventures that will get the 5-year zero interest loan. Once the ventures are selected, they will go on a retreat, and they are the ones that will decide how the $1 million is going to get divided up amongst the 10 of them. And the two rules are, it can't all go to one person, and it can't be divided evenly. In addition to funding, the funding is only a teeny piece of it. They get 1,000 women behind them, championing them as marketers, as customers, as voices, as connectors. And so it's this fantastic network.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing opportunity. So have you raised the 1 million, or you are in the process of raising it?
So this is our first year launching in the U.S. I'm leading Bay Area. We're launching in L.A. as well as Colorado. It was piloted in Canada, and Canada has completed their first year. They had 500 activators and 5 amazing ventures. And I was just talking with one of them, for instance, called 21 Toys. They've created an empathy toy, a way to teach empathy. So when Melinda today on the stage said, when we go through this conference, lead with empathy, it made me think, like, this is such a great workshop or an opportunity for 21 Toys and teaching empathy at this kind of conference.
Can you give us an example of what the toy is?
Sure. You know, when you hear toy, like, ooh, play, how can that be incorporate? It's really a way to understand how others are thinking and how you communicate and how your voice and your language and what you're trying to say to other people, how it's received. So the way the toy works is you're in a room and there are a bunch of blocks that are put together. And there are two individuals with blindfolds. And the facilitator creates the sculpture. One person has to feel the sculpture and get the other person to create the same sculpture out of the blocks. And so it's understanding the right language, the right communication, understanding frustration and feeling that, the delivery, the receiver, and it's a great way to wear other people's shoes.
Yeah, it sounds pretty exciting. So why did you decide to attend the conference today?
The reason I decided to come to the conference, I was invited by Melinda to speak on a panel about alternative funding and to talk about Radical Generosity, CEO. But what I have found is it is such a human summit. Humans are here, and it's comfortable, and it's easy to go up and talk to everyone, and they're open and welcoming. And I found it so much more than the content, but the people here. It's nice to be with humans.
That's awesome. What are some of the biggest challenges you would say you are facing to create a more inclusive and diverse workplace?
Well, it's hard to break the status quo. So what we're doing with CEO Radical Generosity is we're creating a movement. And there's a wonderful TED Talk by Derek Sivers. One guy at a festival dancing by himself, shirtless on a hill. And he looks like the lone nut. When all of a sudden one person comes along and starts dancing with him, so has validated this one lone nut. And he, that person, that first follower, has started a movement because that person then brings their friends and they bring their friends and they bring their friends. So we're kind of now at the first, second, third follower, and it's a challenge to get everyone up dancing in that field to see how powerful and the potential this new economic model can be.
So what concrete solution would you like to see implemented in the near future?
Well, this is one way, the new model of it's not just getting funding out to women, but it's a conversation. It's a support network because being part of this network, you just want everyone to succeed. And both as a venture has the support and the network, it's also getting support from the other people in the network to get access to the resources that people need. Starting small. We're starting small. We have three small markets here that hopefully by 2020, our goal is to have 1,000 cities, 10,000 ventures funded by 1 million women, but $1 billion in capital loaned out. So that's the big, big, hairy, audacious goal. And so it takes small steps. It's having the conversations. It's trying something new because it's not necessarily for the activators a financial return, but you're getting so much more. It is radical generosity. It's this mind shift of not only what's in it for me, but what's in it for the future.
I'm your host, Juliet Roy. And today, I'm talking to Julie Trell, Bay Area leader for CEO at the Tech Inclusion Conference in San Francisco.
So I was just listening to a panel about actually VC and fundraising, mm-hmm. and then there are women kind of bursting into tears at the end of the panel, explaining like the struggle she's having, you know, to go from the idea she had. She doesn't feel like she has the right education, she doesn't mm-hmm. have any tech background, and really struggling to find funding.
Right.
So what would be your recommendation to women who are interested in entering in the tech industry?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. I think as humans, and oftentimes women, have a hard time asking for help and saying, I don't know. So not to be afraid to ask those questions. Like, it's such a safe space here at the Tech Inclusion Conference to ask those questions. For instance, someone used the three-letter acronym, or D&I, and I said, what's D&I? Diversity and inclusion. And that was, you know, and I should know that at a conference like this, but it was such a safe space that I wasn't really ridiculed because I didn't know that answer. So I'm not afraid to ask questions again. And that's a recommendation. Ask questions and ask for help, which is the hard thing to do often.
So I just want to go back quickly on the CEO. What type of project are you funding? Is it mainly in tech? Because we're in a tech mm-hmm. inclusion conference.
This is why it's open. The three criteria is women-led, women-owned, a minimum of $50,000 in revenue, and in one of those four markets. It can be a nonprofit, it can be a tech, it can be a for-profit, it can be B Corp. It's just really getting the funding to these businesses that have a new mindset and a new model. And it's not necessarily about the next unicorn or growth, but sustaining women's ventures, because women are creating ventures and businesses almost two times as much as men. Just to back up, one of the ventures in the CEO Canada cohort is a tech solution, and it's for autism. It's an app for adults living with autism, how to live normal lives. And this is a tech solution, one of the five companies.
Fantastic. So I have one last question. Can you share a personal story about diversity?
So I was trying to think about this, a personal story, because there was a question yesterday, like, write something who's inspired you about diversity. And I want to say, going back to kindergartners or young kids that don't see necessarily color or differences and are just kids. And a lot of the other work that I'm doing is going back to that growth mindset, not being intimidated or making the judgments, because that's really what happens. I was a classroom teacher in inner city Atlanta. Majority of my students were Black, and they, at one point during my year, which is my first year teaching, it was a very challenging year, they were said, Miss Trell, she's not white, she's light skin. So it was phenomenal, as I talk about the kids, seeing they didn't see me as very different, so I was like, ooh, I felt welcome and part of them, like wanting to listen and engage them. So that's one. And then the other one, I'd just gotten hired at my last company, and the negotiating with the executive recruiter, which I struggle with. I felt like I did okay, but I still felt like it was men versus woman as far as the negotiation. Fast forward a month or two, I was running this organization's philanthropy and doing some fun work. It was fun work. And he says, oh, you have so much fun. We shouldn't be paying you anything. And that just didn't sit right with me. And I emailed him. I said, I want to talk with you. Talk with him, not over email. And I said, look. It was actually interesting. Some of the other women, when I shared this story, they says, oh, well, you got to bring it to someone else and, you know, say something. I said, no, I'm going to talk directly to this gentleman, to the executive recruiter, and say, look, I don't know if it was your intention, but what you said to me took away the value of the work that I'm doing. And as a recruiter, I would recommend that you don't do that in the future, but this is how it made me feel.
And what was his response?
I think he saw me with a different light. I had more respect. I don't think it was intentional, but I just had to let him know how I felt about the comment, devaluing my work.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing. So do you want to share with us a website where people can find more about you?
Sure, thank you. So you can find more about Radical Generosity at sheeo.world, sheeo.world.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time
today.
Thank
you, Juliet.
And enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you so much.
If you like what you heard, please visit changecatalyst.co/podcast to learn from more leaders and entrepreneurs making a difference in building a more inclusive world.
If you enjoy this episode, you can support us by leaving a review on iTunes and sharing this podcast with your friends. We always welcome feedback. You can reach me at juliet@changecatalyst.co. Thank you for listening.